The Jews and the Muslims both have kind of imageless faith. It's not like Christians where you got the guy bleeding and it's dripping on the floor. The more orthodox you are as a Muslim or a Jew, the less apt you are to have any kind of image. But the tree of the Sephirot is an image that can be very skeletal, just to indicate these locations that have a divine import. Sometimes it's called the face of God or the faces of God, or sometimes just called the faces. And I thought that calling it the faces had fit in with these paintings I'd been making that were fields of faces. And also it was a way to reconstruct some kind of order, because I'd also been reading Wittgenstein and Husserl. I'd been interested in this idea of what is the structure of language? What's the structure of thought? Where is the limit of what we can say and what we can't say? I was always attracted to forms that had that binary structure. That was, I think, one of the reasons I was interested in Wittgenstein, because Wittgenstein was a kind of logic that was unremitting. It wasn't either or, it was this is true and this is not. And I was finding that the mystical had an attraction both to the spiritual side and also the logical, scientific side. And additionally, I saw the Sephirotic tree as a ready-made that I could use as a compositional device, so I didn't have to be inventing the universe over and over and over. It would fit either horizontally, vertically. I could put it on a brick wall like that and put it in these bipolar arrangements where you could have a kind of a disorder and an order, have something that seems more random and something that seems more orderly. After I had these emotional collapses and had been diagnosed with a bipolar disorder, you have to sort of put yourself back together, because you come apart and then you're reconstructing your consciousness, your intelligence. And I was trying to teach myself these qualities that were being illustrated in the tree. So it was kind of like putting yourself back together, like Humpty Dumpty.